Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You're never going to lose the bet when you're betting on Adam Sandler to go dumber.
If you want my Pokemon, you gotta give me a Pikachu. I'm part of the show.
Chocolate ice cream. But, oh, iced cream.
Like a cake.
What is it? Cake?
What, Oscar? It's not chocolate ice cream. It's a chocolate ice cream.
Yeah, they have something here called cake. A glazé d'ogonit. It's
chocolate iced raspberry filled.
My brain's starting to hurt.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Back by popular demand today for the opening vignette. It is That's How They Get You.
Oh, I love this game.
I humor my wife now and enjoy the one of the number one shows, if not the number one show on Hulu, which is Handmaid's Tale.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, thank you for bringing my cousin Ann Dowd back into the fray because she's
back, baby.
Better than ever.
Well, last season she was stabbed.
Yes.
And
wonderful fall down the steps, as I recall.
Yes. And another one when she came back this year, when she fell and was assisted by Elizabeth Moss and then tased her real quick.
Aunt Lydia's going off the rails, and
it's really fun to watch.
Do you think that that is a character trait they invented for Aunt Lydia, or do you remember your cousin Ann Dowd as being clumsy, and they've just adapted it as a character who falls down a lot?
I think I pointed out when I saw her walking. And by the way, Carla likes to say, well, there's an O'Mara. Well, she's not an O'Mara. She doesn't have any O'Mara in her. She does. She has.
That's a very nice thing for her to say when you see the character of Aunt Lydia and you say, "Ah, there's an O'Mara."
Well, she likes to think that that's my family. No, I'm not going to explain the relation, but it's it's the sister mother. Yeah. Lot, big Irish families. Don't get me started on that one. But she kind of is limping, and I said, "Well, a lot of my aunts used to work, used to walk like that.
Same gait.
That's the way." And she also she's put upon because she's been injured.
Yes.
And there's a lot of the, and Carla seems to think she behaves like me when I'm injured all the time. So
that is so wrong,
Aunt Lydia. But Hulu once again, and it seems like every week I'm railing against Hulu. But now we watched the show in a darkened room. And the remote that I have for my telly, my smart TV.
Mm. Yes.
Not so smart they decide to give you a lighted remote.
No.
That would be too smart, I guess. So I'm doing that. And at one point I look at Carla, she said, "You turned it off again." I said, "I am doing this by feel. I am not doing this by sight. I am controlling this remote when we pause, and we constantly pause and get up and pee and do things and come back to the television."
It would be like if Helen Keller was watching television.
Well, you probably wouldn't watch TV.
You'll stop using that joke. Eventually.
Eventually, you'll tell a joke.
Now stop. But what it is that
meow
with Hulu. Meow, meow, meow. With Hulu, unlike Netflix, when I make a mistake with Netflix, I pop it back on, and it is the friendly service, streaming service of Netflix, has said, "Hi, Mike. Sorry you hit the wrong button.
Right.
We saved your place exactly where you were in the program that you were watching."
That can be on any program. Like, you can go back to, like, if you're watching a season of, say, Modern Family, mm-hmm. and you go back, it wouldn't be on Netflix, but if you were, you go back.
No,
and you
that go to would the be on Hulu.
Exactly. Okay, then you're watching.
Because it's a national ripoff company project.
All right, let's say you're watching Arrested Development.
Okay.
And you go to a particular season. Even if months ago you left off on a certain episode, you can join that episode in progress.
On Netflix.
Yes, it's fantastic.
Exactly where you left off. With Hulu. By the way, and last week we discussed The Handmaid's Tale on Hulu, which is I will do show. This is the show.
Right.
and the commercial. Hey, everybody, got a chance right now to do
worst,
that for Hulu.
The worst, okay? The worst.
So they and more egregious than they all do it.
Yes.
But nobody does it like Hulu. And I know people are tired of me bitching about Hulu. I understand this, but I'm going to do it one more time.
Why don't you shell out the $30 a month? And,
that's what everybody's saying. You know? No. Why? For what? I'm not going to. What else am I going to watch on Hulu? I watch that one show. Now, what they do now is
watch
if you make
Superstore.
A mistake. Can I finish my point here, please? They don't save your place on Hulu. So I had to start all over again. And then they wouldn't let me fast forward from the commercial. And I said to my wife, I said, this is not an error. This is exactly what they want. They are telling their advertisers that I am watching their commercial twice because
right.
I screwed up, because they're not user friendly. And by the way, the second episode after I did that, when I came back, we're having trouble loading it. I said, well, I wonder if it's something wrong with our streaming network, with our intronets.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on Netflix. Boom. No hesitation. Yes. What?
I understand your pain. First, know that when I tell you...
Okay, you're going to say something bad. When you start like that, it's going to be bad for me because you're like, but let me tell you what you're doing wrong. What? What? Okay, you understand my pain. What? Get to your point. What?
So you should know at Podcast Village, we exclusively watch television through Hulu. So I feel your pain that...
I know we had a sponsorship deal with them way back when I had to say nice things about
them. That was
like
5 years ago,
yeah.
So that's over.
Yeah. Remember, didn't we go to some party?
Yeah, in Las Vegas. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that cool place.
Yes, that's when they were advertising.
Remember how much that sucked?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah. It was horrible.
We were also, all of us were pretty much hungover as well.
Yeah, we were hungover, but it was not, but we were hungover to the point where we would have,
lots of suits.
It had been a great party.
Lots of suits.
Lots of corporate crap.
Yeah, yeah. No DJs.
Yeah, that's where it began.
I recall not fitting in.
I do too.
Yeah.
You can enjoy the vast majority of content on Hulu's streaming library without interruption by subscribing to Hulu.
I knew he would be on Hulu's side somehow. I knew it. How
I'm not going to subscribe for one television show.
You have a family member on the show. What is it going to take for you to fork over some shekels to support your family?
I will watch it. I don't want it's a question of them making their platform more user friendly. And oh yeah, we'll be more user friendly, Mike, if you shell out some more bucks. No.
And even
I'm
if you
save
did,
that for, I'll go to a movie once a month.
Even if you did,
with the senior citizen discount.
When you bring up Hulu's homepage, the episodes are never in order. You can't figure out what you've watched and what you
haven't
watched.
Is it confusing?
Watched.
Yes.
Yes.
It's
it is.
Horrible.
Horrendous.
And it doesn't need to be horrible.
It doesn't need to be.
I think that their horrific user interface is based on how they can make us watch more commercials or watch more. And by the way, this is for Netflix too. I don't need, when I'm on your interface, to skip to a show and immediately get a trailer. If I want a trailer, I will click on a trailer. I don't want to see a trailer.
Auto
That's
play.
For Netflix as well. Don't care for the autoplay. I'm sure you can turn it off in settings. We're being so
you know,
manipulated.
I think the thing about the trailer
and
doesn't
I know
bother
I'm turning
me as
into
much.
Lewis Black, you know?
The trailer doesn't bother me as much because I feel that is a way that Netflix
You got
is,
murder mystery that way.
Is that how they keep the cost down a little bit, even though they just raise their cost? But I don't mind the trailer as much as a badly navigatable platform.
This is what I think is
By the way, I lingered on the trailer of Murder Mystery.
Yes.
So they got me that way.
Yeah.
And I lingered on the trailer right up until the time where the guy was stabbed in the chest.
Mm.
And then I went,
Did you stay with it mostly because
that dumb, Happy Gilmore Productions? Really?
Happy Madison Productions.
You're never Happy Madison. You're never going to lose the bet when you're betting on Adam Sandler to go dumber. He'll go as dumb as he needs to, you know? And Jennifer Aniston goes, check, please.
Exactly. Ka-ching, right? Please. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm so scary great because I was on Horrible Bosses.
Yeah. Could it be, Jesus. Could it be that... that Hulu is just way behind Netflix in its interface.
Could be. Yeah, I have no idea.
And they can't,
it could be. Absolutely.
And because we live in such a litigious society, they can't just say, oh, we're going to do that. That's working.
Right.
Because
but
if
the
they
show
do-
itself, but the show itself, Handmaid's Tale.
Yes.
Delivered. And delivered, and this is the, I hope they go down this road. Because there is a dynamic between the Aunt Lydia character,
yes.
played by my cousin Ann Dowd, and the weird lady that jumped off the bridge, Handmaid. And oh. They have a great, great dynamic.
Can you thumbnail it a little bit?
I'll thumbnail it that she gave her baby up and then jumped off a bridge and like was punished severely.
Do. Yeah.
Doesn't, you know, had her eye plucked out. It's just, you know, it's really, but she's a wingnut.
Was it a short
she's
bridge?
A complete, they've pushed her completely off the deep end. And Aunt Lydia has this lovely relationship with her now that's like, don't disappoint me. Make sure you're a good girl because she's so screwy.
Yes.
And as soon as they started doing that, I said to Carl, I said, oh, she's not going to be a good girl. She's not going to be a good girl. And she wasn't a good girl.
Oh,
and
no.
Aunt Lydia got pissed. And I laughed like Mommy Dearest laughed. It's not, by the way, I laughed in a sick way, you know, in a totally. While people were probably horrified at what happened to this handmaid, as Aunt Lydia.
I must find
beating
for your,
her with a cane. Mm. I'm laughing because I said, oh, I knew she was going to do that.
This in from the control room. Pony says she's the Beth Ann of the Handmaids.
Oh, no.
But I must find and isolate Ann Dowd saying, don't disappoint me.
Rob. I forgot which episode. It's not the, I wish I could tell you which episode. Maybe five.
Okay.
It might be four or five. No. I was gonna text you because I know you love Aunt Lydia with
yes.
her. You have to get Aunt Lydia from this episode.
I shall.
The episode where they have the christening of all the
oh, and
the
that's great because I love baptisms too.
Babies.
So yeah, this will be a great episode.
This
for
is
me.
Aunt Lydia at her Aunt Lydiaist, and yeah, you'll enjoy it. It's just you know her saying, now be a good girl. You
don't
know,
disappoint
Aunt Lydia.
Me.
There you are. Don't disappoint me. Be a good girl. So the content was there until Hulu
once
crapped out and
it,
said,
yeah.
having trouble loading your show.
That
I
is
guess
a problem.
Because Wednesday
that
is the night that they drop and everybody's trying to load them, right? Is that what it is?
Well, it happens here on a frequent basis where I'm like, is it our internet? It can't be our internet. Oh. We're hardwired.
No, they've got problems. They've got problems
they're like
and they
the,
need to.
The,
and have you tried?
They're the Pepsi to our Coke.
Yeah.
I think you might be.
They
right.
might
it's
actually
Netflix
be RC.
Coke.
Yeah, Netflix is Coke.
They might be
Netflix
RC.
Netflix is Coke. I think that's Pepsi. By the way, that's all you get up here. So if you're coming north of the border, you know, up to the Acadia National Park, ladies and gentlemen, get ready for Pepsi and get ready for every restaurant. Say Pepsi, okay?
Well, order a Moxie. You got Moxie up there. Drink that.
Thank you, Rob. I know we have Moxie, but I don't drink Moxie. Moxie is like a flavor. I'm talking
it's
about
delicious.
If you're getting a cola up here. Have we got? Do we have to do it now? Do you have to do it? Are there people that are going to completely still wig out? Do you have to say, is Pepsi okay? Do they really have to? Are they that conditioned? If they're only selling Pepsi,
right.
Why are they even giving Coke that short shrift?
It depends on the venue. And I'll put it to you this way. If I ask for a Jack and Coke and you bring me a Jack and Pepsi, I'm going to know.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm going to know.
Okay,
I'm going to
so
know.
People
and,
still,
and for right. booze. Now, if I'm a pizza.
How about serving? Just serve both. Okay? Just serve both.
That, Mike, thank you. I've been trying.
Just serve both.
There's a restaurant down the street that will go nameless. And I said, really?
Is Pepsi okay?
I said.
Well, yeah. Well, Rob, what is the reason they're doing it with Pepsi? Why is it?
Because
is
it they will get a better deal
they're
with Pepsi.
They're being offered a courtesy.
Yeah.
All right. To exclusively sell Pepsi.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it happened at Costco. Right. They even took the Coke machines out. Pissed me off.
Really?
Yes.
They're all Pepsi?
The food court went Pepsi. And then they for a while, they had machines where you could buy a bottle of Coke. And those are gone now, too.
I don't have a problem with a place at Costco where you can buy Coke if you need to. Having Pepsi at their food court. I have a problem when you ask somebody for Jack and Coke and they give you, which has been done down the street to me, and Jack and Pepsi. And I'm like, I'll drink it. But just tell me it's Pepsi. So I don't think there's something wrong with your soda fountain.
If you're anticipating a Coke, it tastes like a dirty nozzle.
Is this a dirty nozzle? Then I start thinking about the hoses when the hoses were cleaned.
Yeah.
It just turns into a whole thing.
Yeah.
And then when I drink Pepsi, they turn the commercials up on Hulu. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and join us tomorrow when we bring you another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show, Bitches. Thank you very much.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Listen, I've got to step out for a bit. I told Stevie if she needed any help.
Well, where are you off to?
To pick up the motel coasters.
Oh, you were serious?
Yeah, custom coasters are a very effective marketing tool.
Says who? The guy who invented custom beer cozies?
Coasters work.
Yes, the last thing we want to do is stain these exquisite tabletops.
Moira, you're having a drink. You glance down at your coaster. It says, tweet us on Facebook or leave us a review and you say, yeah, yeah, okay, I think I will.
Is that what it says?
Yes, David, that's what it says. You're not the only one with an online presence.
Well, aren't you, Mr. Futuristic?
Listen, we had samples made. Take a look.
There's no address on this.
Oh, wow. Aren't we stuck in the dark ages? Huh? Let me break it down for you, Junior. If they're at the motel using the coasters, they don't need to know where the motel is.
I was referring to a web address or a Twitter handle.
Oh.
That might be something you'd want to put on there.
Or a Facebook page.
All right, let me write this down.
Or a hashtag.
Hashtag? Is that two words?
No, it's not.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
That was a clip taken not from a movie, but from a meeting that I had with Oscar, Maddie, and Rob. It was interesting.
When you wanted the coasters.
I was the one that was asking if hashtag was two words. Live from the Podcast Village studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio program with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for the program. We're glad to have you with us. We love you guys that have been with us for the whole ride. And if you're brand new, sit back, relax, and enjoy. More bitching to come, perhaps.
Oh, good.
From Schenectady, New York, to Walkersville, Maryland, from Moxie, Washington, to Tutitlicus.
What? Get a running start on
that?
It.
Tutitlic, Alaska.
Perfect.
From Sherburn Hill, County Durham, England, to Lubumbashi, Congo, in Africa. I mangled that. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, ladies and gentlemen, and brought to you by Noom. Getting in shape isn't just about losing weight. It's about changing habits and feeling better about yourself in every way. That's why I love Noom. Noom is a habit-changing solution that helps you to develop a new relationship with food through personalized courses. And thanks to your goal specialist and the Noom community, you are never alone. My favorite part is that Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. It has literally everything at a glance. Food tracking made easy. You gonna love it. Oscar loves Noom. Carla was on Noom last night.
Yes.
Actually stepped out of the room while the TV was on to do her Noom. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today.
Super
That's
easy.
That's Noom.com/TMOS, the last weight loss program you will need, and we thank you. Okay, we got a taste of it yesterday. It's back today. Your yaks, ladies and gentlemen, because we got a bunch of them, and they're all
over
the board.
We got
through
the first round yesterday.
Yeah.
There's
appetizer.
Love. There's hate.
Oh no.
There's repeat business. Oh. And and then I think we go out on a really high note. Let's start.
Mike, do you love repeat customers when you're tending bar at the Yak Shack?
You know what? Sometimes yes, sometimes absolutely not.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, that's the best way I could. No, and you would like a person to come in if they were not a problem child. And sometimes if they're a problem child and they can be a cute problem child, that's all well and good.
Like the movie Problem Child, where in the end you kind of like them.
Well, not to tease, but we may have a repeat problem child that's just lovable.
Oh, I love that.
Or maybe not. Let's go. I think this might be a repeat customer. Let's start with Kelsey from Wichita, ladies and gentlemen, on the TMOS Yak Shack.
Hey, it's Kelsey, Wichita. Guess what?
TDH.
My wife just said that. Peace on, brothers.
That's simple and sweet.
Makes me very nice. Wichita.
So glad.
Very sweet.
Very nice. His wife's there. They're both into the show. I love that. This is fantastic.
That's
and Rob
we
says
need.
We're getting more and more yaks. We're getting more and more yaks every week. That's a great sign that you're enjoying it as
do you,
well.
Do you feel like I do that perhaps he did that call with her in some sort of cage or enclosure?
No. I believe she was of her own free will, Rob.
Okay, what are you doing? Calling the Yak Shack?
Can I say something and get fresh water?
Yeah. Next yak, simply entitled Balmer.
Hey, guys. This is Alex from Baltimore, and I'm calling with a concern about my young 6-year-old son, Eric. I live in the suburbs of Baltimore, so I didn't think my children were going to grow up with a Baltimore accent. But yesterday morning, my son asked me to make him some taste downstairs. And I looked at him with horror, and I said, oh, my gosh, I'm raising this boy to have a Baltimore accent. Mike is a master of dialects. Is there any way for me to correct this at his young age? Thank you.
All right. I don't hear a trace of an accent in that gentleman at all. With his
Can you remind the listening audience?
All right, so if you were, if he, the little kid, I'll just say it again. Yes. The kid has requested some toast downstairs. So I want some toast on white bread downstairs, Dad. And, you know, what time are we going? What time are we going to go to the car?
Yeah, or
what time are we going to the car after I have my toast on white bread downstairs?
Where do you like to vacation at the beach?
I like to go down the ocean, down to Rehoboth, Dewey Beach, Ocean City. I like to go buy English's fried chicken and have that right now. And I got to go buy the Crab Shack and get those number twos. Are they number twos, Robert? Packed
with mustard.
Packed with mustard.
Now, here's
is he
one.
Doing our thing anymore? We don't hear from him anymore. Well, it's not the season, is it?
Not yet. It's early, and I will check with him. I'm sure that a word will get to him, and he will favor us. I have a question.
Downy Ocean.
One of my favorite Baltimore things to say. What's your favorite kind of beer, and what kind of cheap cooler can you put in? Almost a disposable kind of cooler.
Well, I like Natty Bow.
Yes.
I like National Bohemian Beer. I like that, and I like to put it in a, what kind of cooler? You got me with that. I didn't know what you're
it's
talking about.
It's made of styrofoam.
Styrofoam. Put your Natty Bow in a styrofoam cooler and bring Righty out now. All right? There we go.
So, how does he help his son?
Yeah,
he helps his son. Usually you get a dialect from the home. That's where it comes from.
And he must move to Birmingham, England.
Yeah. Send him to an elite private boarding school.
It's in Olney.
That's the only way. And then you will notice that, you know, by the time he's 13, he'll be sounding like Katharine Hepburn. Very good. Congratulations.
A lawn chair.
That's a Hawk. Lawn chair. Yeah.
Hawk, I hear the cannons roar.
Saturday night at the Copacabana. Anyway, next call on the Yak Shack is... We got a bunch of calls about John Stewart. This is a pretty good one.
Good.
He made an impression on people last week.
Hey, guys, from TMOS. This is Joe from Habity Grace. I had to compose myself there for a second. I just watched John Stewart's speech at Capitol Hill about the 9/11 survivors, and it got me all choked up, to say the least. And I hope you guys talk about it in the show.
We did.
It's worth talking about. It's worth bringing up to everybody's attention. They truly are heroes, and how we haven't found funding for these people is beyond me. It's something that is not really political. It's just the right thing to do. Anyway, hope you guys maybe have a couple words for it. I think we should. Anyway, it was truly an inspiring speech, to say the least, and very concerning in regards to who did not show to hear our heroes. So, anyway, hope you guys have a good day, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Well, I was also moved by it. I was moved by that speech you gave, and let me tell you about John Stewart. When you see John Stewart do that, and when it goes viral, and when everybody starts talking about it, that's the whole reason they want John Stewart associated with their cause.
Of course.
You get somebody that is that articulate and
genuine.
Articulate and is spokesperson. That's what you want because it puts the pressure on the legislators to act. And the problem with that, and this is where the American political system gets you, just like Hulu gets you occasionally, is that you will see this and... then you will see the committee passed it unanimously to put funding, but it dies in the Senate, and then you never hear about it because we're Americans and we love a good teary emotional moment. But what we don't like is to continue to pay attention to anything.
We're an impatient people.
We're dumb people. We don't pay attention to what really happens, and so. The people that are lobbying Congress and the people that are in Congress and getting reelected, look at the stats on incumbency, are perfectly content with the system being just the way it is, where you don't follow up, you don't pay attention, and it goes on and on. There are so many things that we should be in the streets with pitchforks about right now, crumbling infrastructure in schools, all that. And when you consider lack of funding for people that are getting cancer only because they went down and responded to those building collapses and they had no idea the air was filled with poison. And so when you get a Jon Stewart doing this, he has to follow up and he has to continue to do it and continue. But unfortunately, when only you get the big splash and then it goes away. And I've always been frustrated about
that. I don't think the average American even understood the fact that that was just step one. There's a lot that has to come. And if people had a better understanding of civics and the process of how something works its way through, it is designed to be slow. But sadly, that's where it loses.
The next step is, and you see now Jon Stewart discussing how Mitch McConnell and the Senate could pass this tomorrow. Or yesterday, for that matter.
Did you see his follow-up on Colbert?
I did.
Well, it was great. He literally popped up behind the desk like a Muppet to surprise everybody.
Yeah. They're buddies.
And
they're
did a great response to McConnell.
And McConnell has nothing to say about it, but we'll get it done.
Yeah.
Right.
But why not take a half day, man, and knock it out?
Just do it.
It's frustrating. And the big story that didn't get a lot of play was all about Jon Stewart. A wonderful speech. Eloquent.
Yes.
Terrific scolding Congress. But then when you see the first two rows that were empty,
literally
empty. Attended.
Yeah.
It wasn't what they felt like doing, but it's, it moved me and a lot of people. And we will keep tabs on that. I'd like to, keep it in the news that that they get the funding that they deserve. And it's nothing compared to what they fund for other things,
No brainer. It's a no brainer.
Drones. All right. Next one is get ready with your editing pony. It's a potty mouth.
Good.
When I write that down, let's
just want to say hi to the Mike O'Mara show and the team. Love you guys. Pretty drunk right now. But I'm mellow. I'm not all flurry and shit, so.
Uh-oh.
For sure. I'm working out in the garden. It's beautiful out. Some shit's changed since I first started listening. So I've been listening since Rob was an intern. So just been quiet. I don't know. I love you guys. Hope to see you in Vegas next time that you head this way. Take care. I'm calling from Portland, Oregon.
Ah,
thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Good night. Have a good time. Drink a beer.
It's Bye. The potty man.
Drink a
Certain
beer.
People that can only express themselves
but
one way.
So I love it.
It's real, right?
It's so natural.
It is.
It's so natural. So, yeah. That is the right there is the reason I sit here and chuckle, because there is no pressure on the guy that he would have with live calling.
Yes.
He is himself.
Yes.
He's just going, hey,
keep it real.
I didn't know that I didn't know we'd be a month and a half into this and I would still be loving this feature. I love this feature because are there people that do shtick? Yes, there are people that do shtick. But are there people like that call completely at ease? That's what I love. I love that
so
more
real.
Than anything
now,
else. It's
I fun. Love to drink beer, and in the past I've done a lot of gardening, but I've never seen them overlap. I don't feel like it's a good thing to go have a few beers and then go garden.
You get potting soil in your something. The little hole.
I think the setting is everything. Like if you
could
have
be,
if
could
you
be.
Have land, if you get the, right. if you're sitting at a picnic table and then maybe you're repotting things, you have a beer there.
Yeah.
So
or
really
he's sitting
depends.
In his living room and he's lying and doing a good job because he's relaxed.
Could be.
So he can lie really well.
There's a breeze in the background.
People are so relaxed on the X that they use great mic technique. That's the next call. Oh, let's listen.
Hey, Mike, Rob, Oscar. This is Adam from Spokane. Just thought I'd call and say hi walking home on a hot 85.
Adam. Now listen. If you're going to speak loudly, Adam, what you want to do is just take the phone away from your mouth just a little bit. But let's go back and listen.
Adam,
here we go. This is Adam.
Hey, Mike, Rob, Oscar. This is Adam from Spokane. Just thought I'd call and say hi. Walking home on a hot 85 degrees in Spokane. Wanted to say hi. You guys love the show. Thanks again. When are you coming to Spokane for a style show? I know, Mike. Never like that.
I get a lot of this online when I'm gaming, where you'll be playing with, I'd say, 4 to 5 strangers, and it's adult. When a kid's yelling, Mom, or yelling at their sister, that's one thing. But when an adult's there, someone privately has to say in a little message, and sometimes they mess up and they give it to the group.
Right.
Like, can you move your mic away from your mouth?
Yeah, very close. Very close. Yeah. I don't know. I'm talking about people not being on Bluetooth. That might rival Bluetooth,
You're
not on Bluetooth and you're literally hearing the saliva. Now, that's very difficult.
Do the gamers ever have their mic up too close to their nose so you hear the breathing?
Oh, that's...
I would hate
you remember that,
that
one conference call? So when we have advertisers on the Mike O'Mara show, we get conference calls with an ad agency and their group calls. And there was a guy from a sports talk station that was on one of the calls.
New York.
And we say, okay, guys, you know the drill. We'd love to have this advertiser on board. We're really happy. In the back of here. Obviously, some 400-pound producer.
Do you think the people that breathe that way into microphones?
Right.
Can hear themselves because usually they have headphones on or they're listening to themselves.
I think on a headphone they'd hear it. They won't hear it on a regular phone though. They're not going to hear it on a phone. You know?
I remember being in Phoenix and one of our producers was not a heavy guy, but he would be sitting there talking to us. And yeah, he might have just went to grab a piece of paper from the printer and run back. But it's
right,
and you're like. We're all the air here. Nobody wants to hear anybody breathe.
I'll let you enjoy it. I'll call you in the middle of one of my bike rides.
Oh, that'd be great.
That's different.
Or right when I'm coming up to bed. When I'm coming up to bed, I usually have stuff in my hands when I'm coming up to bed. And, you know, and I hit the top of the stairs. And, you know, I'm still winded by the time I get to bed. And that's after brushing my teeth.
I'll call you when I'm folding laundry.
Folding laundry. Okay.
We got one more. Then we have to take a break.
This is a band, dude. Okay, good. You know, I'm partial to cats that play music. Sure. Let's listen to this one.
Mike, Rob, Oscar. This is Jewel from Cincinnati.
Jewel.
I'm currently listening to the podcast driving home from my cover band's gig. It's really late at night, and all I want to do is get a milkshake. Mike, Rob, Oscar, you're my hero. I love you. Good night.
Just a band dude getting a milkshake.
This man is alluding, Mike, to you, the double shift when you're working at the Edge and doing the podcast.
Yep. Yes.
And there's nothing more that you said really woke you up than an ice cream or a milkshake.
Ice cream cone, you know, and sometimes I grab one in Bowie, Maryland, and then pull off the road in the parking lot of the elementary school. And
there
how
ain't,
I didn't get
there ain't
up
nothing
for
wrong with that, Mike. Everyone loves to see a guy without a kid at that point eating ice cream in the elementary school parking lot.
Yeah, well, I had a kid. He was just in Manassas. You know, I mean, come on, give me a break. I was just trying to get my way. Did I have the kid?
I thought the Edge preceded the kid.
Michael was born. Yeah, maybe it did. I don't know.
I remember you wanted to have a child as soon as you built a relationship with Jeff Shamrock, and you said. That's what I want.
Exactly. You never forget him.
Well, he was never.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness.
It's worse.
We have to take a break. We will take a break, and we have tons of yaks to get to, including some repeat business right here that you're going to love on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
I wake up, there are keys on the countertop, our door is unlocked and opened. Like the door to the apartment.
It's actually open to the hallway.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so now...
With no evidence of any human beings
around.
No,
the bed is stripped, the dude is gone. I don't know where my roommate is, she's been gone for 2 days.
So you haven't seen her since then?
I haven't seen
her. Wow. Ooh.
And so now I'm in the mode of my adulthood where I'm thinking, this may be a moment to call my mom.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Anybody, Maddie, you've been checking on Dahlia. Is she doing okay? Everything all right?
I checked on her.
She's A-okay.
I checked on her. I said, tell me what's going on, honestly. And she said, this is what's happening. As I last have heard, Dahlia, well, she's alive because we saw her today.
Right.
That's all I wanted to check.
I don't think she's had confrontation as of yesterday evening around 7.
Yeah, she probably won't. She won't. And you hear all about it on the bonus show.
Well, I did give her some advice this morning. I said to Dahlia, I said, be a good girl. Don't disappoint me.
Yeah, thank you. And she said, thank you, Aunt Lydia. Well, so she's alive, Oscar,
Proof of life.
So good. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. You know I love my Sleep Number bed. If you've considered a Sleep Number bed and thought, oh, I can't afford it, let me ask you this hot shot. Can you really afford to be? Why did you put hot shot in there?
Something my dad
would
say.
They're not
going to
like that. It's
something
Sleep Number,
my dad would say. I like it.
Hey. All right, superstar.
You know what else he would call me? He'd say, hey, nice job, Ace.
Hey, Ace, can you really afford to be tossing and turning on your old mattress, ruining your sleep? How would you like to get a mattress? And this is from me, not from the copy that Rob writes. I'm telling you, how would you like to get a mattress where you never look back?
Yeah.
How would you like to have a period in your life where you get the kind of sleep where it's so good that not only do you brag about it to your friends, but you don't look back? And if you look back, you're making a terrible mistake. There's never been a better time to save on proven quality sleep. It's the lowest price of the season right now at your nearest Sleep Number store. So many couples disagree on mattress firmness. Sleep Number 360 smart beds let you choose your firmness on each side. Smart. They've been ranked highest in customer satisfaction. Check J.D. Power for 2018. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is still a 65. We love it. Come in during the lowest prices event where a queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed is now only $12.99. You save $400 only for a limited time. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. And when you go in there and when you buy it online or you decide that you're going to go into a Sleep Number store, you tell them Mike O'Mara sent you. That easy.
Easy.
Thank you very much. All right. More serious stuff, I believe. This says it's a serious call.
Hi, Mike. This is TV's Lyle Waggoner from Hollywood.
I guess not.
I have a question about Donald Trump that has nothing to do with politics.
Oh, okay.
Oscar. Seriously, what do you make of Donald Trump's relationship with his daughter? I do not understand it, and I want your input. Okay. Bye-bye.
I think it's comedy fodder, pure and simple.
Yeah,
I don't think it's
we've
serious.
Been down this road before.
I don't think it's serious at all. It's his daughter. It's his daughter. Do the pictures that they bring forward, by the way, they're the same pictures every time. The one where he's like in the car and she's sitting on his lap.
Right.
Or when he makes the stew. I think he flies off the head. He doesn't think when he talks.
He doesn't think when he does anything. Everything in his life.
Absolutely.
The fact that he would objectify his daughter in a fatherly way, if there's such a thing, is not shocking.
The comment on, I think it was Howard Stern, where he said he'd date his daughter if he could, you know, ridiculous, just not well thought out. But that's what he does. But as far as that, you know, ringing that bell again and again, you know, aren't we all getting a little burned on all of it? You know, that to me, you know, pick on him for the right reasons.
Yeah.
Don't rehash the stuff like that. From a comedic purpose, when they first came out with those pictures, it was hysterical. But to beat that drum over and over again, the relationship with his daughter, I think it's too much nepotism as far as
that's
the serious answer, where, you know, she's not qualified to be in the White House as an advisor.
No, I don't
think so at all. Get the best and the brightest, people that know what they're doing.
I think would he date his daughter? Maybe. I think he would also date Donald Jr.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. That's Rob Spiewak weighing in on the serious business of politics, ladies and gentlemen. Our next call says dangerous driving. Let's listen.
Well, you wanted to know where we were calling from, so I'm calling from the Harry Nice Bridge and trying to keep in with your theme of calling when I just woke up. Well, it's Friday. I just finished listening to your show, and I just woke up because I think I fell asleep while I was driving in this traffic, and all of a sudden I'm on top of the Harry Nice Bridge going, WTF.
All right, you said that.
Anyway,
he's back.
Well, what can I say?
Okay. That's dangerous to be driving and doing that. I think you sounded distracted. All right, thank you, thank you.
Enough any idea that. Where the Harry Nice Bridge is?
Any idea if Mike edited those calls at all? You know, that one should have been on the scrap heap. Thank you. Let's move on. I don't even want to deal
with
that.
We'll save it for the box set. It was nice.
Where is the Harry Nice Bridge?
I'm looking right now.
Harry Nice.
Why do I think we should know that? Why do we think we all should know that?
Newburg, Maryland.
Is that the Bay Bridge?
No.
Rob, you go down to the ocean?
Yeah, but I've never heard of the Harry Nice Bridge. It's certainly not the Bay Bridge.
Harry W. Nice Memorial Bridge. That's what he's calling. He's just calling it the proper name.
Okay, very nice.
The Harry Nice Bridge.
The Memorial Bridge. 1.7 miles, two-lane continuous truss.
Yeah. No, then it's not the Bay Bridge, because the Bay Bridge is just over 4 miles.
Where is it? I'm just trying to find out where it's located.
Newburg, Maryland.
Newburg, Maryland.
Where the hell is New? I know Newburg, New York. Where's Newburg, Maryland?
I know about Lobster Newburg. Delicious.
Oh, Jesus.
It crosses, Mike, it would cross the Potomac River. You know the Potomac River, and it is...
The Harry Nice Bridge is the Memorial Bridge.
No, it's in Southern Maryland. Yes, Southern Maryland.
Oh, it's in Southern Maryland.
Yeah, very Southern Maryland, almost near
the
tip. That's
the one down there that goes into Virginia.
Yes. Boom, bam.
You've been on that bridge.
Boom, bam.
No, I don't take that bridge when I go.
You don't?
No.
You don't down to see your father at the beach?
No, we take the Memorial Bridge. We don't cross the Potomac River.
Oh, his dad lives across in near Kent Island, right?
Yeah, he's down from Chincoteague.
Yeah.
All right, I'm confused. We still don't know where it is.
Nice.
Now, let's take another call. It says simply donut.
TMOS, Dan Cortez from Salt Lake City here.
I love this guy.
Guys, it's Father's Day. It's 5:44 p.m. And I'm a weak man. I'm in the Krispy Kreme drive-thru. Oh, the red light is on.
Shows there right now.
And I've got $23.08 worth of cash and coin. Oh,
I'm such a sugar addict.
In my wallet.
Yes, tape. I use it all.
That's about to be invested.
Use it all.
Into pure bliss.
Yes.
My question for you is,
yeah.
Any suggestions? What would be your go-to donut?
What are you talking about? You're at Krispy Kreme. What do you mean, any suggestions?
I'll hang up and listen. Love the show.
Thank you.
And happy Father's Day to Rob and to Mike. I was about to say Oscar, but we all know that's an impossibility.
Wow.
It's a little dig at Oscar at the end.
Damn.
Well, you're at Krispy Kreme. You get the regular glazed donuts.
You get a dozen of those and also get a dozen of the raspberry filled.
Raspberry filled.
Wow. And you know, Mike, we've had so many great moments together, but nothing really ever approaches. We are going from Reno to Sacramento via limousine during the days of the Don and Mike show. And we took a limousine. Mm-hmm. That seated eight comfortably through a Krispy Kreme drive-through.
Oh, hell
that
no. Did we stuff ourselves?
Can I give you a list, just a brief list? Because I've never actually looked at this menu.
Uh-huh.
Original filled chocolate cream. Original filled. Original.
Not
cream.
A fan. Not
cake
a fan
batter
of the,
donut.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had the cake batter donut?
Yeah, that's like a cake style donut. That's a different one. It's not a glazed and raised. It's a denser donut.
Chocolate ice.
A glazed and raised.
Chocolate ice glazed.
Talk the talk,
with sprinkles.
Daniel. Yes.
Glazed raspberry filled. Glazed lemon filled.
Not a fan of the lemon.
An apple fritter. I didn't even know they had those.
Apple fritters are strong.
Chocolate ice cream. But, oh, iced cream.
Like
a cake.
What is
like
it?
A cake.
Wait, Oscar. Yes. It's not chocolate ice cream. It's a chocolate
ice cream.
Here they have something here called
cake.
A glazé doagnet. It's
chocolate iced raspberry filled.
My brain's starting to hurt.
Traditional cake.
Now, I don't know how up to date this is, but Krispy Kreme put out a press release, I think, early in the week. They are now filling the original donuts with filling, which I'm not sure I can go with because you can't fill.
No. What about a Cinnabon from Krispy Kreme?
If I'm at a Krispy Kreme, you know what I want? I want them hot, and I want the regular glazed donuts right off the line. Mm-hmm.
What's a cruller?
That's what I want.
A cruller is it's a French styled pastry donut that has a texture to it.
They make those at Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, it's a glazed cruller.
Yeah, I think they call it a French cruller, and it's a very very light donut.
They make those at Krispy Kreme,
but you have to go
in
store.
Excuse me, just one sec.
Carla.
Anyway, no, there's not one up here.
What about this New York cheesecake?
No,
too busy.
That. I would
too
love
busy.
That.
No, if you want
by
cheesecake,
the way, you
buy
notice
cheesecake.
I've been on my best behavior. I haven't even taken this out one time today.
Hello, old friend.
I didn't know they had all these donuts.
They do.
Man.
And you know what else?
I'll have the chocolate cheesecake, please.
Yes.
Great coffee.
Maple iced glazed.
I'm not a maple donut guy.
Looks really good, man.
Well, they're all good, but the raspberry is the be all end all. And you know, Oscar, it was the raspberry donut that got me kicked out of a Krispy Kreme.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Rob hates the sound, by the way. You notice he only really talks when I'm doing it. He just did it. There you go.
It's really working today.
No, I was going to say,
is it less humid?
You're having a good flarp day.
No, you got to work it. You got to warm it up.
Yeah, you do.
All right, next call says, hey, phrase. Let's listen to hey, phrase.
This yak is actually for Sarah Fraser.
Mm.
I have a solution to her ring problem. When I asked my wife to marry me, I bought her an antique ring, and when it came in the mail, it was a little bit too big, and the ring itself was a little more frail than the pictures had actually shown. And because of that, they weren't able to snip it and weld it back together like you normally would with sizing a ring down. So what they did was they took a ring that actually fit her finger and welded it to the inside of the ring that I had bought. And not only made it her size, but were able to
strengthen the walls of the ring itself.
Take your time, sir.
So, just a suggestion. I don't know if it's resolved her problem or not yet, but worked out great for me.
Okay.
Worked out great. Mike, is that the first time since we started the podcast that Ronnie Mervis was called?
That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much. He said something else there. Time for one more during this segment. Okay. Then we've got a movie pick. Maybe this one is lucid.
Good
morning. This is Francesco from New Jersey. Just calling to let you guys know that there's a great movie on Netflix. I don't know if you guys have been hearing the buzz about it for the last 2 weeks. It's called When They See Us. It's about the Central Park Five. Let me know if you guys have heard anything about it. If you guys have seen it. If not, please check it out. It is a four-part, I guess you would call it movie or mini series.
Okay, I like
it
those.
It is amazing. Right. It is something to behold. I think it's one of the best acting done in the last 10 to 15 years by any cast as an ensemble. So check it out.
I like that, Francesco.
When They See Us on Netflix.
And I like his name.
Thank you.
It's the same name as my favorite golfer. Francesco Morera.
Like that.
Have you seen it?
The Central Park Five, I started watching.
Okay.
And I don't, Mike, this is what's crazy. I don't remember this in the news.
It was a very, very big national story, but a huge New York story.
Was I a kid? I don't.
Central Park. They attacked and, and killed a woman in Central Park, and it was they were falsely accused, and Donald Trump took a full page ad, I think lobbying for the punishment of these guys in the New York Daily News or the Post.
Do you remember what year?
I don't know. I have no idea. It's
getting a ton of buzz, and that's why I peeked in. But it's it really does take some time.
That's a good movie pick, and I love it with the little four shots. I like that with Chernobyl. Yes. I like the brief little miniseries. I liked it with Dr. Foster. That was another BBC production with my favorite Saran Jones. So lots of good stuff out there. Keep those picks coming. Keep those calls coming. We'll take more of your yaks right here on the Mike O'Mara Show when we come back, everybody.
The year is 2019, and the death toll only rises. It's Mickey. The Tony Perkins Show, Americast, and Tech 411 have all perished in the nuclear fire called Judgment Day. With cake and cookies on life support, only political persuasions remains to helm the resistance against whatever it is we're fighting against in this promo. Each Thursday, listen as Resistance leader Mike O'Mara and Skynet stooge Chris Freites discuss the political scene as the fate of our world hangs in the balance. Political Persuasions, Thursdays on MikeO'MaraShow.com, PoliticalPersuasions.com, and wherever else Skynet allows it.
Thank you.
New one
Welcome
today.
Back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. Rob writes them, I read them as written.
Thank you.
It's a well-known fact. Rats love cheese, sluts love sex.
Oh, God.
And everyone loves to laugh. Sure, everybody doesn't like something, but nobody doesn't like the TMOS bonus show. A grand source of laughter. Not only is laughter the best medicine, but it also cures a broken heart. Plus, syphilis and other common venereal diseases. Sometimes. Listen to a sixth uncensored commercial-free episode of TMOS every week for just pennies. That's a pretty damn good deal to cure those STDs that you contracted by sleeping around, you slut. Second time he's used slut.
Very aggressive.
Well, it's a different
tack. TMOS bonus show and wake up free of sores, itching, and other embarrassing symptoms. Cured by laughter. Click the banner on our website so you'll get access to all of our bonus content. You'll be helping the show. So please, buy the TMOS bonus show. It's cheaper than a copay at even the sketchiest of clinics. The TMOS bonus show, brought to you by Pepsi. Come alive. You're the Pepsi generation.
I had no idea we'd talk Pepsi on today's show. That's magic almost.
Good Lord, what's going on? Next call says simply Portland. Let's listen.
Hey, TMOS Yak Shack. This is Johnny from Portland, Oregon. Just wanted to say I've been listening a lot. I've been listening to this for 20 years.
Thank you.
Mike O'Mara. And recently listening to you talk about your incredible dad that passed away a long time ago.
Oh, that's sweet.
Inspired me to reach out to my dad, who I've been kind of estranged from. And, you know, I know this is supposed to be a happy thing, but also it is happy because I have been able to reach out to my dad.
I like that.
That's awesome.
You guys has really inspired me, and I've been able to reconnect with my dad, and I just really appreciate you guys. And now, you know, I've reconnected with my old man who's 75 and has really instilled a lot of greatness and good stuff, and just thanks so much. In particular, thank you, Mike O'Mara, for talking about your dad who's been passed for a long time, but thank you.
That's, you know, okay. What, from wow. The heart, and that's that relaxed part. I bet that when I get a call like that, that's a guy that I don't think would call on a live show.
I
don't think he would do that, and I love that. It's wonderful, and yeah, I'm filled with memories when I come up to Maine. My family is very much alive up here. All the ones that have come and gone, and it's great. I rode a bike down to my family house up here in Maine on Father's Day and had about a half hour conversation with my father. Aww. Out on the bay, which is the truth. And let's keep it coming. The next one simply says Deli Counter.
Oh,
let's
good.
Listen.
Hey guys, I was just listening to the episode that you were talking about the Boar's Head deli meats, and they absolutely have an all beef bologna, and it is my 4-year-old's favorite. And my 4-year-old son also loves. We have a meat and fruit place down here in Braselton, Georgia. And for breakfast, you can get a fried bologna and egg biscuit with Duke's mayonnaise on it.
Boy, these
and
calls are making
just
me
divine.
Hungry.
And also, Mike, I can't believe you get fresh eggs for $2. I have a friend that sells them, and I still pay her $5 for a dozen eggs.
Yeah, so, she's great. They were out yesterday.
Hell of a deal.
Next door neighbor, they were out yesterday. We don't have a relationship with those folks next door, but they put the eggs out there, and I'd like to get to know them better, but they kind of keep to themselves. They literally are right next door to us, and when the cooler's out there, that's when we grab the eggs. They were out yesterday.
And speaking of Deli Counter, I found out yesterday Robert is not allowed to use the slicer because he is not yet 18. That is an age contingent thing. However, he did have to twice watch the video on knife safety yesterday because he failed the test the first time through.
Oh, dear. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, like...
And, like, just like when Carla said, well, she's an O'Mara, I said, well, you certainly are a Spiewak, aren't you? When you fail the knife safety test.
What the... How would you feel? Like, you pick it up by the blade?
Who knows? He came home. He was bleeding.
No.
I'm kidding.
Bandages everywhere.
Oh,
on his
my
face.
God.
Did he tell you, hey, Dad, I failed?
He said, yeah. And he said, I had to watch the most boring video twice. I said, why? He says, well, it was about knife safety, and I watched it, and I took the test, and I failed, and they made me watch it again.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know what to say as a dad. I said, I don't know. You're being paid by the hour, so I guess that's a good use of your time.
I need a favorite call. Let's listen to a favorite call. Here we go.
Mike. Drunk at a bar watching the U.S. Open. Who is this Joel Klatt person? Heard this pretty boy asshole on Foxes. Who are these?
I hated this guy.
Golf people.
I hated this guy.
Same.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Joel Klatt or crap. I'm not. I think it's Joel Klatt.
If it's Klatt, he should listen to the bonus show. That'll cure
it. Please, Oscar, if you can bring up a picture of this guy, Fox Golf. Joel Klatt, I think it's Joel Klatt. This was the guy. You know the guy that he's good looking to start.
Klatt.
When you're
Joel
good,
Klatt.
Of course.
Sorry about that. When you're good looking to start with, do it. You just get it subtle a little bit. Make it subtle. He's wearing.
This guy's
he's
dude.
Wearing.
The,
he's wearing.
Oh, it's like he's wearing a big picture so everybody in the audience can
Klatt.
See.
Klatt.
This guy.
He's wearing the three piece suit with the there he is, that guy.
Oh, he can that's burn the, in hell.
The, oh, mean, stop it, Rob, don't make it worse than
it's
it
too
is.
Good looking.
Come on. Yeah. You know what? It's your quote that gets us in trouble when you say that at the very end.
Wish you the best of luck.
When you
Mr.
come
Klatt.
Over and kick him in the head after we've punched him.
All right, well,
that's terrible.
Let me rephrase it. I wish him all the best.
Oh my God.
Thank you very
Look
much.
Look at this. That's in a fascinating fun. Profile, Fox's Joel Klatt opens up about alcoholism and concussions.
Really? Oh, okay. All right. Oh, so he's being honest.
His own or other people's?
This is in 2016. Also, I don't think Joel is the type of guy who just ordered 2 dozen Krispy Kreme donuts that will be delivered to the studio here within the next 20 minutes.
Oh, you
great.
Lucky dogs.
Hello,
you.
Postmates.
Fantastic.
Hello.
Literally
next
went
call,
to my Postmates app.
Hello. Says simply, we got to fly. Retail.
Hey, guys. This is Leaf in Falls Church, Virginia. First of all, I want to say That's How They Get You is freaking awesome. And
thank you.
Climbing onto that, I was wondering if you guys might be able to each tell a story about your absolute worst nightmare customer service / retail experience. Like the kind of experience that might have gotten you locked up if you had gone a little further. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Bye.
I can't think of one.
I just shared my my Radisson situation.
Mine would not necessarily be retail in a store. I just don't see myself going off. I'd have to really check my memory banks and go back and look. Maybe, you know, in a service situation where you're dealing with somebody with cable or television or something on the phone in your home, I want to kill during those times.
I alluded to mine earlier probably is when I was kicked out of Krispy Kreme. I may have been drinking.
And when you and your friends went in there and they were putting the jelly in the donuts and you were singing Pump Up the Jam.
Over and over and over again. And they said, you're going to have to leave.
And by the way, I remember that like it was every time that comes up, I remember it better than Rob does.
Pump the jam.
Pump it up when your body's pumping.
We got to fly because I want to get to the end of the exit. Okay, I have like 30 of them to go through.
All right, go ahead.
This is a creepy call.
Hello.
Oh.
Why you all talk so funny? It's weird. Don't you think it's weird?
Okay, thank you. That's creepy.
Thank you for signing up to International Phrases. Phrase 1, German. Oh no, I need an ambulance right away. 9, rufen Sie einen Krankenwagen schnell.
They're weird. The next call, all I wrote was "what" with a question mark, which means I'm saying
what?
Let's listen.
Honestly, nobody likes time limits. I understand the time limit. I understand why, but nobody likes it. But anyway, so there's one guy. Like I said, he is all about the show and loves it and whatever. And the best part was I was able to promote the bonus show and tell them that, listen, these guys worked their butts off all week long to bring you 5 awesome, almost 1.5 hour shows. That didn't make sense. It's okay. An hour and a half show.
I can't stand it. What's he talking about? Does anyone know?
What?
I think he's doing a voice.
No, I think he was having a conversation in his head that we picked up midstream.
Time limit.
Yeah.
You know what? Call next week and make yourself more clear. Thank you very much. Next one's a forgetful lady. Hey, lady.
Lady.
Oh, I got to do this. Sorry about that.
Oh, every single day.
All right. Not that guy. This guy. Forget this lady. Thank you.
Hi, Meg. Church, Virginia.
Hello, Meg.
I have to pee. Oh, no.
She has to pee.
What are we supposed to say?
What were you going to tell them about?
I don't remember. What was I going to say?
I love the Yak Shack.
I really think it was probably something about Rob. Because you love Rob.
I do love Rob.
Nice. Hi, Meg.
F you, Rob.
Hey!
My wife loves you.
My wife loves you.
That's nice.
I do love Rob. I love so Mike. Loaded. I love Rob. I love Oscar. I love all of you. Have a good day. Bye.
She goes. Well, I hope she washed her hands.
Short and sweet next one. Here we go.
Hello, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. I'm Connor Lay from Bristol, Virginia. And I love ever since you guys put your show on Spotify because I could connect it right to my PlayStation and listen to your show playing whatever game I want. Hope you guys have a nice day. See you.
I love that. Next call, same guy.
Hey, Mike. I'm currently outside cutting grass. I'm from Virginia and Bristol.
Yeah.
I just want to say glamping sounds ridiculous. I'm a Boy Scout, and that just sounds ridiculous. You need to grow up and go camping.
Oh, please. Shut up. All right. Thank you very much. How about a joke? Here we go.
Hello, gentlemen. Jason from Virginia. Just wanted to tell you a quick joke. This was, actually, I stole this from Duff McKagan from the Faces from Guns N' Roses. So this guy is getting ready to have sex with this fairly large woman, and he climbs on top of her and says, "You mind if I turn off the light?" She says, "What are you, shy? Are you timid?" "No, I just don't want to burn my ass."
Okay. Big woman, I understand. Oh, no, this says phrase hate. Phrase hate. The next call here. That's not okay for us.
This is Samantha from Reno. Sarah Fraser is terrible.
Oh, stop it.
Her butter ring, her annoying voice, or her wedding. It's god awful. Please come back, Oscar. Things I never thought I'd say. I hate it every time she's on your show.
Oh no, not good. Meow. No, that's meow. We don't need that. We do not need that, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
I need a palate cleanser. How about some good advice?
Hey, this is Brian from Centerville. And first of all, thanks for everything you guys do. But Mike, as a financial interest holder in Podcast Village, I think you really need to take a look at how much of Ropo's time is essentially being a companion for Oscar. Please take a look at that timesheet. See if the ROI on providing Ropo dinner and drinks is the same as lunch. And then, you know, this whirlwind trip across the coast, I think Podcast Village is essentially paying for Oscar to have a friend now that Tomo is down in Florida.
Oh, I like that.
That's a pretty interesting point. Yeah. Nice paying for Oscar to have a friend.
If I was going to pay, I wouldn't pay for Ropo.
You know what? I think he's like Oscar's Jilly Rizzo, the guy that used to hang around Frank Sinatra and get things done. Big guy, Jilly. Tough guy. Yeah.
No. Rob has a skill set that is necessary in our life.
He's distancing himself.
Yeah, that has
Ropo.
Been fostered.
Which ain't easy.
Right.
Here, not just at the Mike O'Mara show, but the Tony Perkins show. He's put in the time.
Yes.
Okay. And God forbid I ask Rob Spiewak to do something because he always has something else to do. So he's fine.
Oh, really? So what do you say to that, Mr. Spiewak?
I'd say, you know what? Let Rob Ford excel at what he does.
You mean like he'll never be you? Is that what you're saying?
I never said that. But if that's what you take away from it, that's fine.
Oh, you know what?
No.
Fight for yourself, you hump.
No. Yeah,
I didn't say that, by the way.
No, Rob is extraordinary at what he does. He is really
the word you really want to use? Is that the word you just take a pause for
all right,
a second?
Let me rephrase.
I know you don't like conflict. Do you really want to say extraordinary?
Adequate at what he does in all spheres. All spheres. He's great here. Great. Great.
All right.
Great falls between adequate and extraordinary.
And Mike, would you say that it's it would be if you had a choice of friends?
Yes.
And somebody was underwriting that choice, that friendship.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say that you'd shoot for the moon? Someone that you could like really hang out with outside of work.
Yeah, if I was
work.
Getting a supplement to pay someone to hang out with me, there would be, and Oscar probably might go for the first quality too. You'd want somebody that, if you were, would make a physical impression, would look the part.
And
would
not
look
only
like
that,
a cool friend. I'm sorry, that's the
that's
way I
true.
Would go.
And you know, and that really is a very valid
I'm
thing.
I'm a fat guy. I'm a fat 60-year-old. I like to hang out with people that are younger and make a better impression. That's
and why, also, you know, if you're going to be traveling with them, someone that is taking up less space in the seat next to you.
Well, and that's, but I've socialized with Ropo.
Yes.
I've taken him to a hockey game.
Yes, we all have.
You know, just like I took RJ to a game too.
Yeah.
And when you're sitting there with flesh on flesh, fat jelly arm on fat jelly arm, it gets to be a little tedious, you know? So, no, I would go for, I would sacrifice a little intellectual capacity for somebody that makes a better impression, like Jimmy Cerito. That's not true. You want to get a call from the Queen? We have a call from the Queen.
Oh, my God, of course.
Call from the Queen on the Yak Shack.
Hey, guys. Mark Rogers from Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. I know I'm supposed to call when I get up, but nobody wants to hear or see me until I've had coffee. I assure you, I don't even let my husband see me. Right now, I'm on a treadmill, middle bank, in roughly Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, Planet Fitness. It's just for feathers. They're new models. I have to learn all the buttons all over again. Anyway, getting in shape for Vegas. Gotta be able to walk the strip over and over every day for about a week. And be able to keep up with Ronique, because I know he's going to drag me to absolute ridiculous places, and I really look forward to it. So hopefully, I'll see you guys in November without dying.
Bye. Merle Rogers, ladies and gentlemen, longtime fan of the show, very active on social media. Merle Rogers, ladies and gentlemen. All right, really quickly, Hey Frey's got a little hate. Frankie got a little hate too.
Oh, no.
Roger from Reno. After hearing you talk to Frankie on occasion, I think it'd be better presented as
Zim Zam Zoom! One more time, Frankie! One more time! And pow! Right in the kipper!
He wants me to hit my dog.
Yeah, he wants you to hit the dog as Jackie Gleason.
Our final calls. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you the end of the Yak Shack with a sober superstar.
This is Mike from Yuba.
Hey!
Mr. O'Meara, I wanted to thank you for giving me a couple of minutes of my 15 minutes of fame. It cracks me up every time you play one of those clips. I remembered calling 3 or 4 times. Didn't realize it was six. Six, yeah. And I didn't want to, you know, keep calling over and over again and lightning in a bottle and all that crap. But that's not why I called. Why I called is Mr. Spiewak. I got a bone to pick with you. So
bring
Mr.
it.
Spiewak, front and center.
Mike from you.
First of all, congratulations to Julia.
Yeah, okay, we're past that.
That's fantastic. I myself just went to my daughter's high school graduation last Friday.
It's wonderful.
Friday evening at 8 o'clock until 10:30 in the evening.
Ah.
And I know how proud you must be, as I'm proud of my own daughter, but right. I digress. Mr. Spiewak, why did you seem to think it was funny that I had ice trays? Yes, that's right. I picked out that little fact that you laughed when I said that you forget to fill the ice trays. Well, guess what, Mr. Elitist prick? I spent the last 16 years paying child support and making sure my daughter had everything she needed to have a happy life when she was in my apartment and in her mother's house. Yeah, that's right. You okay. know, I'm a yeah. journeyman cabinet maker. Single.
I love him.
Doing the best I can.
Yeah.
In California. Yes. You do the math. And so, yeah, I don't have my own house and a refrigerator because I took care of my daughter. Do you feel good now? Do you feel good now?
I feel pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I didn't think so. By the way, my daughter has never seen me drunk. And she didn't hear me swear until she was about 16 years old.
That's be proud.
There you go.
Don't really know how to end this call other than to say I'm going to try to make it down to Vegas.
Yes.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, that reminds me. Diana from Houston, if you want my Pokemon, you got to give me a Pikachu. I'm part of the show.
Well, you know, you would have thought that was his last call.
Really? There's more?
I think Mike from Yuba tends to usually be okay. in the middle of an evening okay. when yeah. he's calling us. Well, here we go.
I'm sorry, Mike. That sucked. It really sucked. Maybe Pony can clean it up in post. It sounded a lot better in my head. I didn't want a script that I went off the cuff. It sucked. Guys, suck. Oh, crap.
Mike from Yuba. And how about a third call?
No,
from Mike
no again? Yuba?
Here we go. Well, you know, he
Cabinet
did it.
Maker.
You know, he calls, I put it on.
Mike from Yuba. I'm sorry. I'll never call again.
That's a lie.
That's it. And then the fourth call.
Oh. Hi, this is Mike from Yuba. I just called to say, I drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else. And you know what I drink alone. I prefer to call the TMOS Yak Shack. Yes, that's right, the Yak Shack.
Yes.
Next time you're home alone and you've had a few pops, call 888-920-6673 and who knows, maybe they'll put your call in the air and you can make an ass of yourself on a worldwide podcast. It worked for me. I'm part of the show.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. Mike from Yuba. Wow. Went a little long on the Yak Shack, but it was worth it.
He
with
finished
Mike
strong.
From Yuba. We did indeed. We'll take a break, come back with news Love you it. May not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
You asked.
asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen, and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Ring.
Uh-huh.
Ring's mission, to make neighborhoods safer by keeping you connected to your home from anywhere in the world. So, if there's a package or delivery or a surprise visitor, you will get an alert and you will be able to see, hear, and speak to them. All from your phone, no matter where you are, thanks to the HD video and two-way audio features on Ring devices. I have the Ring floodlight cam, so I keep track of everything up here. It's got a speaking device.
An electronic speaking device?
Electronic speaking device. Two-way audio feature is what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And I love it. The floodlight cam, I check it all the time. It's motion activated. It's got built-in floodlights, a siren alarm, and two-way audio. So you can see, hear, and speak to anyone on your property from anywhere. I'm in love with it. Here's the pro tip. Get the protection plan. That means you get to save all of your video. It's the best, and you will love it. As a TMOS listener, you have access to a special offer on a Ring starter kit available right now. It has a video doorbell. Video doorbell, motion-activated floodlight cam. That's this starter kit has everything you need to start building a ring of security around your home. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS and start living safer today, ladies and gentlemen. And we want to thank Ring for their sponsorship. They are good guys.
News!
Boo! Justin Bieber admitted that his challenge to fight Tom Cruise was a joke, but maybe it's too late. Maybe Tom has heard the call and he wants to answer with his pint-sized fists of fury. UFC boss Dana White, all-round slicky boy.
Hi, I'm Dana White.
He says he talked to, quote, a couple of real guys who said that they really do want to do this fight, and they believe that Tom Cruise would do the fight. I don't buy that for a second. It's Dana White being a promoter.
You know who would be a good in that fight is Joel Klatt.
Joel Klatt in the fight. Yay!
Yay!
Yeah, he couldn't name the real guys, by the way, Dana White. So, you know, he'd kill to be the promoter, he says, if it actually came to that.
Like, you can't name guys that don't exist.
Dana White is our modern-day Don King, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
At this point. Yeah, absolutely. 1,000%. Same type of guy, you know. And, you know, they get out there. As soon as they hear their name, create some buzz for UFC. That's what he does. That's it. And I don't think you will ever see the fight as much as we would. It would make billions for charity, but, you know, it might be a little weird. There's been a lot of crazy rumors about why David Ortiz was shot in the DR 2 weeks ago. As it turns out, it was a case of mistaken identity. The Dominican Republic's lead prosecutor says Ortiz was not the target of the nightclub shooting on June 9th. Authorities believe the target was another man who was seated near Ortiz wearing similar clothes. It was reportedly orchestrated by a man linked to the Mexico cartel. He hasn't been apprehended yet. Supposedly, he ordered the hit on his cousin, who he thought ratted him out to the police 8 years ago. A total of 11 suspects are in custody. Two others are still on the loose. Ortiz remains hospitalized. His condition has been upgraded from guarded to good, but he's still not out of the woods quite yet. And by the way, it was finally nice to get an update on David Ortiz's condition, because they're lazy in media.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't get anybody. I would ask every day about that. I'm glad that they upgraded his condition, and I'll keep an eye on that. He is a treasure for people that are in the Red Sox Nation and the people of Boston as well.
Do you think that that's accurate? I feel like there's something up. I feel like it's...
Oh, I don't... it's the DR and the Dominican Republic authorities. I have no idea what's going on. And when you look at the video, he walked right up. He was three feet away from him. No question who he was shooting at.
Yeah.
But so we'll have to keep tabs on that. And I think this is going to change before this thing is put to bed. And sometimes you never find out what's going to happen.
True.
Someone has launched an online petition for Keanu Reeves to be named Time Magazine's Person of the Year. let me give you the details.
He's having a good year, this Keanu Reeves.
He is. According to a new survey, a shocking number of people don't wear deodorant. Oscar was talking about deodorant on the plane yesterday. And apparently a shocking amount of people don't wear it, especially younger people. 39% of people between 18 and 24 say they haven't worn deodorant or antiperspirant in the past month. Neither have 31% of people between 25 and 34, 22% of people between 35 and 44, and 16% of people over 45. All right, so
Johnny, what say you? You're young.
Johnny's good.
He's good. He's wearing.
He wears deodorant.
Yeah, he's in. He's in.
Yeah.
All right.
He repels Oscar, people with his personality.
Rob, do you wear it
every day? Right guard.
Okay. Do you really wear a right guard?
Yeah, I was pissed when Target stopped selling it. I had to go to another store.
Do you always use not the same
Old
brand?
Spice? I have. No, not Old Spice. Always, yeah, in the brown can. I have since high school.
Oh, wow. I like to mix it up. I like to see what's
out
there.
That's fun. It's good to have a good time.
I have a wild card up in Maine that I don't know why I bought it or what I was doing. I wear Dove for Men. That's my deodorant that I use. Why are you laughing at Dove for Men? It's a regular product.
Now, is that the brand or the scent?
Anti-friction.
You've got Oil of Olay up there as well, Mike?
No, but I wear it, but I have Brute deodorant, too.
Oh,
Brute.
Yeah. Brute smells good. Smells like a man.
It does smell good. Yeah, manly smell. There you go. Yeah. Pony?
Yes, Mike.
I don't need to ask
every
you. I know
day.
You do. Yeah. I know. I don't. I'm not surprised. Here's another sign that we're careening toward a world with no paper money and lots of talking robots. Monopoly is going that route. A new version of Monopoly is coming out on July 1st. It's totally cashless. All the banking is done electronically by a voice-controlled talking top hat in the middle of the board. I love this. The biggest pain in the ass about Monopoly is dicking around with the money. And I will play Monopoly because of this modern.
This is why you and I will never be the same person.
Yeah, because you would like to have the regular money.
I love
you,
the
and
money.
I'm sure you, and I'm sure you're the banker in every Monopoly game you've ever played.
No,
right?
not always.
I bet you are. I bet you're the banker, right? You like to do that. You like to make it more complicated. This streamlines Monopoly. This would be fantastic.
You gotta evolve or die, Mike, I always say.
That's right.
I think that it's a slower game. That's part of the magic of it. And you want to talk to a top hat?
A slower game?
Yes.
Who would ever want a long Monopoly game? That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
$30 if you pre-order it. It's $30.
I'm going to go pre-order it now. But I'm only gonna wear the top hat.
A top hat in the center of the board.
Our Krispy Kreme is face. On its way, by the way.
You see, that's good.
And
slower
now,
game.
A little something something. A new study says that childhood behavioral problems exhibited in kindergartners can predict a lower range of income and unemployment issues in the future. On average, male students with low behavioral scores made at least $1,271 less than their more polite counterparts, as did women who were unruly, who made $924 less. In male participants, childhood aggression and signs of opposition, like being disobedient, not sharing, and blaming others, led to particularly low earnings.
Wow.
On the flip side, pro-sociality characteristics, like stopping arguments, helping someone who has been injured, and showing empathy are associated with higher earnings. So if you have a well-behaved kid that is concerned and showing a little maturity, that's a good thing. Early behaviors are so easy to catch and modify that it's crucial, it says here, that parents and teachers pay close attention to these red flags, researchers say. If they're not corrected, a kid could spend the rest of their life paying for this bad behavior. And even though Michael's preschool teachers compliment his behavior, this fall we plan to cover him in bubble wrap and send him to a military school. Thank you very much. Just to be on the safe side.
Does it say anything about kids that don't pass the safe videos about knife use?
Knife use. They made him go back and watch the video again.
Son, watch the knife video again, please.
Was he specific in what he did with the knife that was wrong?
I think it was. It might have literally been a written test about knife use. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Knife work.
Hey, good knife work.
All right. Yeah.
What is he like throwing him at a wooden statue? What is he doing back there?
Well, you stand in profile with a balloon in your mouth.
Right. Right. Well, you know, tell him don't worry. I sliced my finger off with a mandolin slicer.
Oh,
we'll take a break,
and
we will come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. The Audio Vault coming up next.
Hi, I'm Ina Garten. My favorite podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, is incredibly funny. But sometimes when I want to listen, my hands are full. Literally. It's not easy to download a podcast with a fistful of roasted eggplant spread covered with a reduced garlic aioli. Or if you're 10 little piggies or cradling a standing rib roast with a crispy Gruyere Yorkshire pudding. That's why when I'm in the Barefoot Contessa kitchens, I rely on Alexa. How easy is that? All I have to say is, hey, Alexa.
play the Mike O'Mara Show. And the most recent episode plays right away. How easy is that? Even Jeffrey can do it. And I actually really hate him. In fact, we really hate each other. It's like being married to a hobbit. How tragic is that? TMOS and Alexa, they go together like little thin slices of salami and caper berry. Now back to my custard.
Ooh.
Thank you, Ina. Appreciate it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, we got a big, big show coming up. Are you excited about your upcoming vacation? I bet you are. A beautiful dream trip to the Dominican Republic. Fun. Just don't read a newspaper or turn on the news. You'll be fine. Who cares that DR vacationers are expiring like four-month-old yogurt?
So
nothing
true
to worry about here. Or may I suggest a plan B?
Ah.
Why not cancel the trip to the DR and instead vacation with us in fabulous Las Vegas? You can still get a ticket for the TMOS Anniversary Spectacular on Saturday, November 16th, 2019. The TMOS crew at the Zappos corporate headquarters with an amazing all-new show. Don't miss out. You will not get another opportunity, so buy now. Tickets are on sale now at MikeOMaraShow.com until they sell out, and this will sell out. So, you need to be there. And remember, TMOS, a decade without a single case of lethal food poisoning. The TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular, brought to you by Zappos. Be well. Yeah, don't go to the DR. Jesus. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Thursday, June 20th, 2019. Rob Spiewak.
Do you worry? Do you worry, Mike?
Oh, constant worry.
I'm worried about Paul Schaefer.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What?
He did an interview with Dan Rather, and this is the first time I've heard him talk close mic'd for an extended period of time in a while. Oh. And he still kind of sounds like Paul, but I think the teeth might be a loner.
When he was getting his morning show.
I should set it up. He's talking about how he turned down Dave's first offer to work with him.
Okay.
Letterman wanted him to do the morning show, and he said no. But not so much about the content, it's just the way Paul's talking now.
When he was getting his morning show, it was right after SNL came off the air. I was exhausted from SNL, and everybody was taking time off. I said, I don't think I can get it. Dave likes to kid me. You couldn't get up that early, right? That's the reason. So when I heard from them again, now he's going to go on after Johnny Carson. And I said, oh, my God.
I think he's always sounded like that, Rob.
Has he always had that soft ass?
You just don't hear him on those closed mics. But it is
a little bit like that.
Yeah. You know, think about the participation during the years of that show. Paul never had to really talk that much.
And you don't have to say the letter S to go, ha. Are you like me, tired of gender reveal videos?
Yeah, I mean, it's a thing. And
I hate them. You're cutting into a cake or popping a balloon or whatever it is. This one is actually put on our Facebook page if you want to look at it. They had prepared sort of a mini explosive cannon, almost like a Roman candle, that would explode either blue or pink stuff to say the gender of the baby, which is a great idea unless you're holding it upside down and it shoots you in the balls. And you will hear the pop, but you will also hear the sympathetic crowd of their loved ones. Should I mention they're in Tennessee?
They put upside down. They put upside down. I like to die. He got a blue crotch. It's a boy.
Oh my God.
Going
to be a boy, and the man will never have another child, which is the nice thing about it. I know you don't watch The View anymore, but it got a little heated between Meghan McCain and Joy Behar yesterday.
Oh God, that's all they do on that show. Jesus Christ.
And they played the bitch card.
I just said it was hard for me to watch Lindsey Graham, who I considered an uncle for a long time.
Yeah, but then you're talking about the Trump support.
But I'm trying to explain why 2020 is not in the bag for you.
But an answer is the question. Okay, guys.
I just need everybody to take a beat.
But being just, a sacrificial Republican every day, I'm just trying to.
Here's the thing.
Don't feel bad for me, bitch. I'm paid to do this. Okay? Don't feel bad for me.
Before he headed to Florida, hold on.
Joey and I call each other bitch all the time.
We'll be right back.
I love they get to that level when Whoopi just has to throw it to spots when it's calling each other bitches.
Well, by the way, another Political Persuasions drops today, so please tune in. I'll be calling Chris Freitz a bitch
as early on. As you always do. And also, a gender reveal video.
today. Yeah.
Why not?
No, big flip-flop on my part. Big flip-flop.
Oh, really?
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Yeah,
big flip-flop. You might want to tune in for it.
All right.
It's very interesting.
And let's close with this. I always wonder how the big stars deal with the fact that they have their lives splashed on the front of the tabloids, and there's really no way to combat it unless you take it head on. In Touch magazine said that Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis are breaking up. So they put this video on Instagram where they're actually holding the magazine.
Babe, what's happening? What's going on?
It's over between us.
It's over between us?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what are we going to do?
I felt suffocated.
You felt suffocated by me? Oh, I was just so overbearing, cool. Wasn't I?
Also.
What else is going on?
I took the kids.
Oh, you took the kids? I don't get the kids anymore?
Hold on, but you had a very dark secret exposed.
Oh my gosh, what was the dark secret?
I don't know. I only have this photo.
Must have been really dark.
It must have been really dark. I love that that's the way they
now, the only problem with that is if he really did do something bad and it comes out down the road.
Oh, yeah. You can't go back.
Where
you
my
can't
mind
walk that
goes.
Back. You can't walk
but for right now,
that's
the
where my mind
spot.
Goes because I have a penis.
That's your magic audio ball.
Thank you very much.
Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it, everybody. Hey, thank you very much. Don't forget, we have a big weekend of ticket buying for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Make sure that you go to MikeOMaraShow.com and get tickets to our second show in Las Vegas. First one sold out, and we are 75% sold out of the second show. They will go fast. Yes, we like to sell them in advance. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Mike, there is a, and you might have addressed this on Monday, I apologize. I just want to confirm that our listeners know. There is a bonus show, but also there's a best of tomorrow.
Oh, that's right.
We're taking
that's
the
right.
day.
Thank you.
Yes, we are taking the day, and we will be back Monday with an all-new episode, everybody. So get tickets to the show. More of your yaks. They were fantastic.
Good job,
I'll do
folks.
A better job of editing them next week. Hard to do. They're getting more and more. And send Rob your letters with two Bs at MikeOMaraShow.com. For Oscar Santana and Rob Seawack, Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody.
Hot soup.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Get me out of here!
I gotta say, it's hard to get a read on you.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you just kiss my left nut?
The preceding program was not professional!